Okay. Turn the page 58. Just now we didn't do anything. I just answer two questions there. Then I share with you something else. Because of that metta, the question, that's why the story come about. Okay, 3.1, part 3, post-retreat sharing, 2nd of August to 8th August 2012, retreat at Cempaka Buddhist Lodge by Achan Achalo. Conditions are very conducive and the retreat was very well received by all. It has also benefited so many of them in so many ways. This was made possible because of the continuity of mindfulness. At that time, the mindfulness was very strong. Bhavana and great wholesomeness expressed by all throughout the retreat. And it also resulted in such good condition for many of the participants to experience the good meditative states and development of their spiritual faculty. The condition during the retreat was very conducive for good bhavana and wholesomeness training to set the base for our past cultivation to connect back to us, thus helping to speed up our cultivation. Every day we chant, take refuge, renew our precept, pay reverential salutation, maintaining quietness, doing sitting and walking meditation and mindfulness bhavana, followed by listening to Dhamma, straightening our views, share merits and transfer merits and dedication of merits, offerings and receiving of dana, radiating metta, Dhamma discussion and meditation reporting, followed by Q&A, Dhamma sharing, etc. Just like what we did here. All these are very, very wholesome and meritorious in nature, and together with the non-human, our collective group consciousness had created a very conducive environment which was charged with a lot of very good meditative and wholesomeness energy to benefit so many of us, including all those who had one way or other contributed to the success of this wonderful retreat. So this was what I found when I wrote them down. So this was based on my sharing at that time. This type of retreat is more intense and useful because the five spiritual faculty and the mind can develop very much faster. It will encourage and motivate many of the participants who have benefited from it to diligently determine to continue their post-retreat cultivation. Do not be complacent, otherwise one will lose this good state of mind or trained mind within a very short span of post-retreat heedless living again. The ability to maintain and continue this good momentum of post-retreat cultivation by integrating it to one's daily life is very important. The momentum of continuous post-retreat devotional practice, bhavana and mindfulness training, we are having a very good and disciplined daily religious routine, again emphasized. And daily mindfulness or awareness training are equally important. A good religious routine can be in the form of at least twice a day of strict devotional and bhavana training. That is once in the morning and once at night before one sleep, followed by paying respect to the Buddha every time before you leave your house and every time when you return to your home. Maintain awareness of all bodily action and movement within the present moment to cultivate your daily mindfulness until it is very stable. This training of the mind in Kayana Upasana is to slow down your heedless habitual thinking mind and not your action and movement. Every moment of awareness or sati will help you break the momentum of the heedless thinking, thus enabling you to stabilize your daily mindfulness training. The last part, how many of you can follow? Yeah? I have to show you by this example. This one is the best example. You know what is a momentum? What is a momentum? Mass times velocity. You see this one, when I don't move, I need a greater force to move it. But when it's already moving, I don't need much force. Correct or not? Because the momentum will carry it through there. Understand or not? So do you know what does this explain to you? When you are heedlessly thinking, the heedless thinking is like this fellow, the momentum non-stop like that. Throughout the day, you are heedless. But if you do your mind sweeping matter, what happens? You feel relaxed. You don't think. So once you break the momentum, if you break it long enough, actually to start thinking, you need a more force. Understand not? You need more heedless energy. Understand not? That's why it will help you. So if you have more and more of this mindfulness, to replace your heedlessness, then what happens? Then you can actually create the momentum for heedful living. So when your momentum for heedful living become like very stable, then the heedless thinking is like last time, cannot come in. It's the other way around. Last time the heedless thinking a lot. Then after you have more and more heedfulness, your heedful living, your mind is most of the time heedful. So the heedless thinking like very difficult to come back, understand? Because there is no momentum for heedless thinking anymore. So similarly, when you train yourself correctly, that's what I put here. Kaya Upasana is to slow down your heedless thinking. Slow down your thought process. You realize every time your thought went ahead of your action and movement. You think ahead. You think a lot. You don't believe me, you go and find out yourself. As your thought arise, when you have the intention to do something, the best example is you want to go upstairs to take something. Then what happened? That conditioning, intention, conditioning, will condition you to walk. No? But because you are not mindful, so what happened? The thought said, go upstairs, take something. Then because you are not mindful, you become heedless. As you walk, also you think. No? Think. As you are preoccupied with that, then you reach the staircase. Then you ask yourself, what am I here for? What am I supposed to do? You end up like that. It happened to you before. No? Then sometimes you forgot where you put your purse. Understand? Because when you put your purse, you were not attentive at all. You don't have mindfulness. You are not aware of what you do. But if you are aware of your hand movement, how you go into your pocket or your handbag to take that purse out, then where you place it, if you are aware, you can recollect. Understand? Correct or not? That is what mindfulness is all about. But what has been taught is, they say mindfulness is a recollection. No. When you are mindful, you can recall or recollect because you are aware of that movement. Understand not? But when you are doing this and you are not mindful, you are heedlessly thinking, then how can you recall what happened? That's why you forgot where you put your purse. So in the early day, I remember, because I say I need to be aware so that I can recall what I put my purse, sometimes my spec also. So after a while of this training, then I can recall straight away. Because I just have to recollect what I did. Then I can remember my hand went in, I took the purse out, and then there is the place I put. I'm very sure I go upstairs, I go there, I find it. This is what mindfulness can help you. Because you don't think, you just aware. Then when you are doing the thing, your awareness and the movement, you are attentively aware. That's why you will recollect what happened. Because you are observant. You observe all this movement. Understand? Do you understand? Like when you observe this microphone, I explain upstairs. If you assume this is a microphone, means you are not observing at all. Do you understand? Where this word microphone make you think you have already seen this. Where you have seen a lot of microphone. But I ask you for the detail, you cannot tell me. But if I observe this microphone without the word, I can see clearly what this thing is and what this thing is. If I touch it, I feel it, I'm aware, I know what it is. Do you understand? But most people, Microphone, ah? Oh, okay. And the best joke is what? Yun Chan told me one, he said. One day, I don't know, what was it, Yun Chan, make up or what? Raymond didn't see one, you told me. She came and laughed and shared this with me. He said, the husband also didn't notice, though. Because assumed that that was Yun Chan, understand? The image of Yun Chan, never look at him, though. And that day, I don't know, he knew hairstyle, put something or what, I forgot already. Then she herself laughed. Raymond didn't notice. That is what Hitler's is all about. Because when your wife put on makeup also, you don't notice. I tell you, your wife very angry with you. But other pretty girl walk by, you notice. Wow, honey. Wow, she dressed very well. The wife put makeup, didn't notice. Because every day also see. So as you no need to see already. That's why you never see the beauty of your own spouse. Understand? But if you're observant, one day you talk to your wife or your husband, hey darling, you are different today. Oh, what happened? Oh, I tell you, you feel very good. I changed new hairstyle. I bought a new handbag. I make up a bit. Then my wife said, lo pun. You know what is lo pun? Invest on your beauty. He said, go relax, facial, massage. I mean, you have the good condition. Why not? You can afford. Why not? This is not indulgent. This is something that comes with the condition. Your parami, your good karma. So, got condition? Go ahead. Then you feel good. That is life. Understand? Everything also stingy, stingy, save. Then your son spend everything. Like my classmates say, "Ayo, my son," that one Alastair one. We all kopi tiam be kopi. Last time 10 cent, 20 cent, 30 cent, until now 2.30. They go Starbucks 10 ringgit, 12 ringgit, 20 ringgit. No need to think, no need to worry. Why? Papa's money. That's all. Go college also, take a girlfriend. Go and treat girlfriend. All the nice restaurants. Papa, Valentine Day got no choice So how? Oh shit! Wow, that was the best investment. But my son one is the best. I think I told this before. When he was first year in the uni, he liked one girl. Then he wanted to offer roses. You know how many? Don't know, 300 roses. How much it costs? No? Not cheap, I tell you. I say, okay, good. I say, good idea. If you think you should do, you go ahead. But use your own money. Yeah, he got ang pao money. I use my own money. I say, one thing, as of other, I got something to advise you. I say, whatever it is only within this moment. After that, I tell you, it may not end up well or whatever. He said, I know, daddy. He somehow tell me, I know. You know what he told me or not? He got such wisdom. You know? He said, daddy, at this age, if I don't do, I miss this window. Later on, I got a lot of money, also no use. I cannot experience this again. He think like that one. I say like that, go ahead. If you got not enough money, I pay. Because he got such understanding, you know not? And I fetched him there, you know. Taylor College there, you know. He waited there at the gate, you know. I was in the car. That lady came, you know. He surprised her, you know. Offered the flower and kneel down. I said, during our time, where got such thing, I tell you, write a letter also shy, you know. Want to pass over the letter also so shy, you know. Then, want to offer one rose also scared classmate, no. Then sometimes go to the house also, they not let neighbor know. How? Our time different. Now, new generation different. Gong Ming Jing Tai, just walk in. And I tell you, the greater joke was, I don't know whether my daughter will allow me to share or not. 那个谁来我们的家的? 可以吗? 你忘记了? 你的 classmate 啊，那个什么名字了啊？不用讲名字，最好是 no name。一些 form five 啊 ，form five。So this guy like my daughter, you know? And he was still in form five, you know? Haven't studied, you know? Then suddenly he come to my house one day, brought a ring, and say I want to marry your daughter, you know? My wife panicked, you know? He quickly went upstairs and called me, you know? I said, what is it? He said, the classmate. Crazy fellow. So I came down. I didn't scold him. I didn't say anything. I said, yes, what do you want? He said, uncle, I want to marry your daughter. I said, okay, sit down. Let's talk. I said, how old are you? You are still studying. You are still in form five. You think you can have the ability to marry my daughter? I said, your duty is study first. Pass exam first. Now you may like my daughter. I didn't object, I said. But I don't know whether my daughter like you or not. I had to ask her. That even if she like you now, by the time you pass form 5, go to form 6, or go to uni, I tell you, I have seen a lot. Seldom classmates get together. Because when you go to work, what happened? A lot of choice. And I said, oh, nicer colleague, and more interesting people. Every day in school also meet you think interesting. Then after that, he don't know what to do. No? I said, do you know what you are doing or not? Luckily, you come to my house. You go to somebody else, you get chased out already. So I give you a choice. I never reject you. I said, provided later on, if my daughter still like you, you still like my daughter, and then you come again. Understand? No? That's how I resolve it. No need to get angry and scold people. Understand or not? That's why young people, new generation. Now on, I don't know, this generation. My daughter was 30 years ago. When it happened, was maybe 20 years ago, I think. That time I was in 4 5. 70 years old, 70 or 80 years old. No. You know what happened? My daughter agreed to get along with him. Then, after form 5, they don't need to go form 6, immediately go college. So my daughter went college. Then, he's supposed to go overseas, you know, Australia, you know. And you know what happened? The father was an accountant. He retired the year before he go overseas. So during that time, stock market very hot, no. So he whacked the stock market, no, with his gratuity and EPF, money, you know. Until he lost everything. No? Then some more, you know, they call what? Overdraft or margin. I tell you, after chop, all the margin still owe the broker money. Then after that, he don't want to work. He don't want to do anything at home. Until a lot of problem. Until the wife cannot take it. No? The wife finally, after 3 months, breakdown and call everybody together and say, I got only, don't know how many months more reserve. After that, I got no money already. Then this boy was so angry, he wanted to whack the father. You know? You're going to lose all my education money. He thought that money was his. You know? You understand? And that was told to me, you know, you all come out very good, don't have such condition, such problem. Then how? Then my daughter still go along with her. Then my daughter was working. Then there was a, what they call, company dinner, gathering. So my daughter dressed up a bit. Wow, jealous, no? Bitahan, no? Then go there, see the colleague, dressed up. Then he didn't go college, he didn't. So he get angry, you know. So while coming to fetch my daughter, also go into the cupboard, there was something in the office, he come down. My daughter saw, you were the true color like that one, no? After that, and now. So my daughter know already. Okay. No need. And really, he cannot take it. He waited outside the house. Make phone call. Then I already found out my daughter. I said, please, no need to call. Then the mother called out. The mother of that boy. She said, pity my son. He said, he is now in a very bad shape. This is what? Karmic, understand? You don't have the condition. Then you end up like that. Because this is what you have created in the past. So you can see this thing. Interesting or not? You all didn't go through all this story, because there are people who are like that, and you can't blame them. Then later on, I don't know what happened. I think he still went and studied. Then the story ends just based on what I know. So you have to be careful. I think you also got your story there. Kehun, what was your story? Huh? Oh, you got plenty. See? Wow, see, he almost delayed her study, you know, because of love. Not because of love. Oh, that is a rare one. Wow, how you got? No, how you got tackle? Also, you don't know. Yeah lah, but how you got tackle? Because you say how he come to you, how you marry him? Also, you don't know. So when he tackle you also, you don't know. Huh? Oh, very lonely. Yeah. So you look for lonely lady. Yeah, yeah, but who haven't heard? Oh, wow, correct. I think I heard of that. So I always hear of the library analogy. First year, great spot. Wow, very popular. Everybody want to borrow. Understand or not? Then after that? No. No, bookshelf. No, not bottom shelf. Magazine. Nobody want to read. Every time, first year come in, because most of them don't have boyfriend yet, isn't it? Even got boyfriend also, maybe not in the university, so you think you got chance. So all these are red spot, hot stuff. So you go and borrow. You know red spot, how difficult to borrow or not? You got to book one, reserve one, otherwise I cannot get one. A lot of people on the queue. Then that time as a student, you can borrow maximum how many books? 3, your time. Our time also, I think 3. You know when I was a staff, you know how many books I can borrow? I can borrow any amount. Then I got 14 card. Anytime, red spot, what spot also can go, jump queue. Because we are essential staff. Then we are given a lot of priority and all those things. So a lot of people got story, but you don't want to tell. True or not? Some cannot tell. Okay, we better go on. Finish already that chapter, so that's why I can tell you some story. 16. I think this one we have gone through. 6 internal sense bases. There are 5 physical senses, 1 mind. Done. 6 external sense bases are your respective sense data. Color, shape, and form for the eye, vibration, sound, music, etc. for the hearing. Then, upon contact of mind, their respective sense or consciousness come to be. And like the physics laboratory experiment of the light bulb, the switch, and the battery. See, all explained here. Upon contact, light bulb lights up naturally. So, to nature's law. So, in the same way, our sense or consciousness is also naturally conditioned arising. That is, upon contact of mind with the respective sense basis and the sense object, their respective consciousness come to be. So that is how it happened, natural. In the seeing, it's only the seeing consciousness. In the hearing, it's only the hearing. No one to see, no one to hear. You must find out yourself. Don't just believe what the Buddha say. Then it becomes knowledge. You cannot act out of it. Then contemplative wisdom refers to the second turning. This one we have done, Cittamaya Panya. Whereas meditative or bhavana type develop via cultivation of 4 foundation of mindfulness refer to the third turning of the 4 noble truths, called bhavana maya panya. Wisdom is always linked to harmony. This is the reason why the wise one is always in harmony and at peace. That's why they don't resist. Remember? Never resist. Never get angry, never get fearful. Don't arise any fear, worry, anxiety. Cannot. now can, must answer like that, confidently. Dare not answer means what? Sure cannot. So must be confident of yourself, faith, have faith. When you have faith, half the battle is won. Sensual desire, you are the first two mental hindrance of mind. And that will always arise when one reacts to sense experience without wisdom. Because reaction and stirring of mind also imply disharmony. We are wanting things your way. Your like, your dislike, your pleasant, unpleasant sense experience. These are all the mental hindrances linked to the evil root of greed and hatred. That's essential desire, you will. Then memory is useful. Do not go and condemn memory. Don't be like earlier on, you think thought is a culprit, then you don't like thought, you say thought is evil. No, thought is just thought, neither good or bad. The user is very important. So memory has its purpose, function. There's a human being, we are your human body, there's a brain. And the brain is for you to use as a vehicle and a tool, and like this physical body. So use it. What is your brain for? Memory. To remember things, isn't it? Correct or not? Then how do you remember things? By memory. But when you have memory, the consciousness can create thought, understand or not? That's why memory are your accumulation of experiences, knowledge, everything. Then through this memory, thought arise. That thought is respond to all this memory. That's why baby when it's born, the memory is clean slate, no memory. That's why they didn't learn anything. They don't have thought. So you will understand. Then when memory arise, you must know what are memory for. Memory is for you to do what? You use your memory for what? Where is your house? You need to remember or not? What is your girlfriend's handphone number? Then how you sign your check? You don't need to remember. This one you have to remember because these are fact, mechanical thing. Understand? But you use your memory for what? Psychological thing. That is not the use of memory. That one make you worse. What are psychological memory? Your emotion. Your fear, your insecurity, your sorrow, your lamentation, your phobia. All these you're going to accumulate in your brain. These are psychological memory, not for technical use, not for mechanical use, not to remember important things. You go and recall all the fearful things. That's how you get into problem. Because these are psychological memory that you're not supposed to hold. It will give rise to wrong thoughts. Understand or not? That's why all your fear, all your phobia, these are all negative energy field, evil roots. Then why you accumulate them? Why you accumulate them? You like it? Where got you like it? How can you like your phobia and all those things? It's because you have been shocked by it. Understand or not? You know what is shock? S-H-O-C-K. Don't go and pronounce the Hokkien word, shocked by it, then you're attracted to it. Shock means it impacts you, understand? That's why you got so much phobia, fear. Then the moment you recall, suddenly the hormone all release. Then your emotion all come back. That's why your anger, your hatred, your fear, your insecurity, everything come back. Will you recall to memory, this psychological memory? So now I read on, you will understand. Memory is useful for remembering one's house address, your name and bank account and signature, but not for grasping, clinging and holding on to our unhappy, sad and fearful memories of our psychological hurts and emotional past, etc. These scars of memory must not be clung onto. Otherwise, they can condition one's sadness, sorrow, lamentation, grief, fear, insecurity, phobia, unhappy emotion, etc. Memory should be left in the brain as it is, like the computer, ROM and RAM. Read only memory or random access. You need, you access. You need to use, you use. Otherwise, don't arise it. Then you are not holding onto it. That is, we do not cling onto it, but only access it when we need it to make use of it, to perform certain useful and appropriate action or function. Those people who are depressed, you know what happened? They keep on holding to this negative psychological thought, no? Then like a cocoon or thought, no? Keep on getting angry, keep on getting unhappy. Oh, then become very, very sorrowful. Especially those whose loved one passed away and they miss them so much. Their attachment, their clinging, their craving, their sorrow, their lamentation, they grieve over what happened. We have no more reality. The reality is what? Your loved one is dead. That is a reality. But they refuse to accept. They go and recall what? When they are around. They were so beautiful, so nice to me. They helped me so much. Now that he's gone, how am I going to live life and all those things? These are all not reality. Your thought tell you. And the worst is, when you are dependent on them. That's why the attachment, that grief, that sorrow become worse. So this is how human beings get into trouble. Then this one keep on running like a cocoon of thought, keep on reminding you of all those things. Then you become really depressed. Then after that, you have problem, mental problem. Then you got so sorrowful, full of grief, sorrow and lamentation. Then what you do? You lock yourself up. You refuse to see people. You get angry. You throw tantrum. Have you all read this book? Tuesday with Morris. Oh, very good book. Go and read. He went into this. He was a professor. You know what happened to him? He was very skillful. His students all like him. He can dance very gracefully. Then one day he had an accident. Paralyzed from the waist down. Sickness, sorry. Yeah, my doctor also correct me. Sickness, sorry. I didn't really remember that part. So he was sick. Then he got this paralysis. And later on when he recovered, he went through depression and all those things. Then he was dependent. Then one day, somebody talked to him. Somebody talked to him. I forgot the detail. I hope I wrote it here. Did I write it here? I remember I shared this before. Is it in the Hatsutta? I think it's in the Hatsutta. The reporter later come. Before the reporter, he locked himself out, he drunk and all those things. Because the thought make him miserable. He said, I was such a famous professor. My life was beautiful. I can do all this. My students all like me. All of a sudden, he lost everything. That's why he became so depressed. He locked himself up, he was dependent on people. Then suddenly one friend came and talked to him. He said, there is no two way. If you continue to behave this way, lock yourself everything up, the outcome you know already. You will become miserable. You will continue to be like that. And not only you suffer, he said, do you know your wife, your children, your loved one? All suffer because of you, but they worry about you. And you know what happened after that? He was quite drunk, but I think he got listened. Then the next morning when he woke up, he decided inside, not to go back to the old way. He used this word detach, means that page. There. Then he started to live. He starts to feel. Start to have love, then start to appreciate, then start to thank the wife. Then he realized when he start to do this, the wife become happy, the children become happy, then a lot of people become happy, then everybody that come to know about him become happy. Then he realized, hey, this is life. Then later on, people come and talk to him. Then they realize he become so different. Even the reporter want to interview him. The reporter you talk about. So this reporter is so busy until the girlfriend want to leave him. Three times the girlfriend want to leave him until the girlfriend got fed up. He said, all your promise never fulfilled. He always say, this time sure one, I take leave. Then the boss, there he was a news reporter, suddenly emergency, got to go again, until the girlfriend fed up. Then that day, when he's supposed to meet Maurice, it was another promise. And he has to go and see Maurice, because the boss sent him urgent, got appointment made. And because of that, he know already, the girlfriend already warned him, one more time, finish. In Hokkien, they say, suan tang, finish. So he was so sad when he went there. And somehow he interviewed Maurice, talked to him. But Maurice can see he is not himself. He has problem. So Maurice smiled to him, asked him, do you have a problem? Oh, then he slowly revealed to Maurice. And you know what happened? He told Maurice, okay, I will give you a message to pass to your girlfriend. Then he sent the message. And the girlfriend really went and see Maurice. And from there, he resolved their problem. Then after that, the reporter wrote in such a way he became so famous. Then he became more famous than before he was paralysis. He gained back his life, and he understand what love was. Then there was one part I remember. What was it already? I forgot already. It's something to do with that. There was a child. I think it was about his story when he was very young, you remember? The mother loved him, cared for him. But he as a kid, he didn't notice. He was just his usual kid. He played. Then suddenly the mother died. The mother died. And you know what happened after the mother died? Wow, he missed the mother so much. He cried. Then that was the time he said he need love. So the only person that can help him was his father. Correct or not? Then when he went to seek the father's help, love, he saw the father was worse than him. You understand? More miserable than him. Until he also felt so bad to disturb the father. Then you know what happened? After that, finally the father got a new wife. After he got the new wife, he refused to accept the stepmother. That was his story. But he determined after that he come out and become successful professor. That was what the son. And he related it very well in the book. You go and read the book. That book can help you. A lot of Dhamma there. Just that one word, detached. He turned around. And a lot of the thing he used is the understanding, I won't say from the Buddhist teaching, but it's similar to the Buddhist teaching. When you understand, you see the danger of doing all this foolish thing, then you decide to change. Because of that friend, just that few words, you see. Because you are not only torturing yourself, tormenting yourself, you also, your action also affected your loved one. So at least out of love for your loved one, your spouse, your children, your family member, and all things, you should do something, understand? How can you be so selfish as to do all this to yourself? Means you don't love yourself, you harm yourself, you hurt yourself, and you cause all your loved one to be afflicted. So this is the part, when you hold on to your memory, you have all this problem. Okay, we move on. True or actual meditation only begin when one's daily mindfulness has... see, I told you one or 2 days ago. That is, when one is always aware and heedful throughout the day to investigate the Buddha Dhamma in daily life, we are cultivating the four foundations of mindfulness to truly understand who are you, what are you, and how we function as a human being. We are self-knowledge. And how we become what we are. We are understanding how our mind stirs at every moment of sense experience. And how we are conditioned in the various mind state of suffering due to our own delusion and ignorance. So this is knowledge. Then when you see it, understand it, it becomes understanding, wisdom. You have to wake up to all this reality. That's why the Buddha says, the noble truth of dukkha is to be understood. So when you go through, you have to understand it. feel it, be sensitive about it, then consider other people. Not only you alone, understand? Your condition affects your loved ones. So the world is not what you think. You don't just selfishly lock yourself up and become miserable. Some remorseful, take the blame themselves, get angry themselves, then want to kill themselves. That's a suicidal thought, all those things come about. Then the silent mind, in clear, stable awareness or mindfulness, will enable us to be aware of the sense door consciousness that arises at every moment of sense door experience or sense experience, thereby enabling us to witness all of the Buddha Dharma, like the Four Noble Truths, the law of dependent origination, etc., as taught by the Buddha, within our own form and mind, or phantom-like body. This witnessing via the direct seeing can give us a lot of wisdom leading to awakening or enlightenment in the here and the now. So these are very useful pointer to cultivation. Then 2.1, silence your mind and be aware from within or inside to realize the true mind. This is very important. Not until you have this ability, you cannot commence your meditation. Then you will understand why only wisdom free and liberate the mind and nothing else. Then you can understand Master Shen Hua's commentary that state, without wisdom, with wisdom, you can very naturally reach the other shore, which is Nibbana. Very easily, very naturally, you get onto the other shore without any need. Expand any effort at all. That's why the real meditation is no effort. The moment you understand, you're free, you're liberate. It's like the flip of the palm. A lot of Zen master will tell you. Just turn around. Like Morris, detach, one word only, turn around. If you don't change, you will remain the same. You will experience the same result and suffering. The only way to have a different result is to change. Understand? Change for the better. Don't change for the worse. Oh, that one I tell you, suicidal. Because the suicidal thought will tell you, so much problem, so much suffering, might as well die. You think die, solve your problem. You become worse. That's why that one is changing for the worse. Your karma never end on after that. And the worst crime is to kill yourself. Means you break the first precept. Not by killing other beings, killing yourself. You understand? You understand? Committing suicide is violating the first precept. And killing your own self is taking your own life. You know how heavy that karma is. Unless you understand, you will never comprehend this. So never be foolish. Then the next 2.2 question. Is the divine innocence of a new baby the same as the enlightened state? What do you think? I told you the baby no memory, is a pure awareness. The baby got direct seeing. The baby don't know anything. That's why it's different. But when you are adult, with all your conditioning, views, opinion, memory, and all of your accumulated rubbish, and yet you don't allow this to interfere with what you see, what you hear, what you smell, and how you experience the world, that is the real direct seeing. Understand? But if this rubbish keep on coming up and interfere and tell you this, tell you that, then you are acting according to memory, which is all your fear, your phobia, your delusion, your selfishness, and all this psychological, emotional negativity that you accumulate inside there. So that is not action at all, isn't it? That's why Krishnamurti says acting according to memory is not acting at all. What is memory? Accumulation of what? Experiences, good and bad. And what are the negative ones? All of your psychological emotion, isn't it? Fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, lamentation, phobia, and all those things. So how can you act with that type of brain? Then your conditioning, your belief system, your views, your opinion, everything is there. And that is all delusion. That's why without wisdom, you cannot act. You act with wisdom. And what is wisdom? Noble Eightfold Path. First path factor, right view. You must have right view to act. Otherwise, you cannot act. Then when you have right view, you understand nature's law. Nothing to do with you. Nothing to do with others. Whatever happened, the Buddha said, you are responsible. Why? Because you are born of your karma. Heir to your karma. Conditioning supported by your karma. And you are what you are because of karma. Who else to blame? Yeah? You want to blame your karma? You separate yourself from your karma. Are you a stupid fellow, my karma? Why so stupid? Who make that karma stupid? You are. Understand? You are that form in my karma recognized. So if you don't take care of karma, you are going to have it. You are going to have it. So make it very, very clear so that you will not be foolish anymore. Okay? Yeah. No answer. Ah, confidently, yes, next retreat, I different already. No need to wait till next retreat. After this retreat, you different already. Understand? Next retreat, you come or you don't come also, you don't know. Very good. Sadhu. Because next retreat, who know? You think you can live until next retreat? And even if you alive, you think you want to come? Unless your faith is very strong. Like Han's sister, he already said, last year he said he's coming. This year she's here. Sarah, where's Sarah? Sadhu. And she was so grateful to Han, the sister of the last year's retreat. You remember Na Kiat Hun, you and he, new kid on the block. So for men, we say new kid on the block means Wo Xiong Zai, understand? So Joyce was also the new kid on the block. You don't know Joyce, Joyce Lim. Our famous Joyce Lim, you don't know. Last time, 6 years ago. Wait, really? That one really, I tell you, have one. you all ask Lee Hoon, they all know one. And she came to the class, Thursday class, he told us the story, He said, he late bird, You know why he's late bird? Come back very late one. drunk. Then how he reached home also don't know one. Then on the road, gangster police also scared of her. That's why what I want you to understand, people like that also can become Dhamma. For you, no problem. Understand? You are so much better than her. You ask her to tell you the story. Then he say, heedless until come back, he has this nightmare, got ghost, they say kui tae lu. You heard of this a lot? You heard how kui tae they are. Cannot say anything, full of fear, phobia. All these type of dreams and all those things. And yet, she shared this story, Then after that, she become different, Then we got a spiritual trip to Thailand, Then she asked me, come forward. Brother Teo, can I join? I said, sure, can. Why cannot? I very new. So what? Actually, the reason was she haven't asked the husband. Then she go back. After ask me, only go back ask the husband. They not tell the husband how long. I go Thailand. Where you go? I go to this town. What is the town? We fly there one. The famous town, Chiang Mai. Chiang Mai. The husband also gullible. Didn't ask how many there. Go lah. Then when the date come near, he told the husband, I will be away for almost 2 weeks. The husband stunned, look at him. But finally, luckily, he learned the Noble Eightfold Path. Really. He know how to talk nicely. Really. He know all this. Then when he was there, I saw her. Text with very good speech, all those things with the husband. She become different. And this is the lady that cried there one. I told you, went to the monk there, the temple. The tears just flow. But no sadness. Then suddenly you want to donate one. You ask Suyan. He tells Suyan, I want to donate. So I asked, how much? Suyan also asked how much. He said, don't know how many thousand, but in Thai baht lah. I said, what make you decide like that? I don't know. That is the best answer. Spontaneous, but inside, no. And from there, he turned. Because you know what she told me? Don't know whether I can share or not. I haven't shared this before. He said she felt better. Don't ask. Don't share. better don't share. So no need to know. Okay? No need to know. No too much, no use. But it was a good story. Good for her too. I give you one hint. She felt the parents were there. We had the parents passed away already. There was a lot of joy. And the parents like tell her a lot of things. That's why later on she told me, how come like that? New kid on the block, first time like that. I said, your past lah. And you know what I told her? I said, very likely your karma. Last time you monk, you in Thailand, you were in this monastery, very likely lah, I said. Then you were doing all this chanting. That's why you come, your insight understand that all this thing happened. But you very naughty at that time. You know why I say that? Because you are not happy with the monk's life. You like the outside world, understand? You want to try the outside world, understand? So through your curiosity, you want to experience the outside life. That's why you come so wow, understand? You born lady and you so wow, understand? Then later on, because of the karma thing, the inheritance, then she go back to Dhamma. When she becomes serious, she was so serious. And because of that, I told her, you have been a monk before, you don't know. There's an even lady, I call her Wo Xiong Zai. Understand? Monk before, in Thailand. Otherwise, this thing won't happen. Oh, then after that, he become dead serious. Then he very close to Achalo. Then help in the spiritual thing and all those things a lot. Then help to build up Anandagiri and all those things. So she's responsible for a lot of things. Then she also helped us, Kayamita, to organize many things too early on. Then a lot of the retreat from Achalo side and all those things, the whatever program, she arranged on. Where they have very good affinity. So such a lady can also turn around. So for you, you are so much better than than her original before she went to Dhamma. So you should progress faster. True or not? Sadhu. Very good. So now you know how to rejoice. Sadhu. That is a good improvement. Yes. Ask. So what must you do? What must you advise him? Based on what you have understood the teaching. You say the person having a bad time now. So what is your question?
I remember we do the vow. Is it the vow?
Repentant, not vow. Ask for forgiveness. Repentant.
But if the person is
then
not...
vow not to repeat all this, not to commit all this by following the advice of the Buddha. So the moment you do that, means you cultivate. Understand or not? You keep precept. You avoid evil. You cultivate Noble Eightfold Path. You meditate, develop understanding, wisdom. Then you partake in this spiritual activity. All the 10 meritorious action is there, like just now I read out. So your parami, your merit become different. Then you invoke power of merit, power of truth, for causes and conditions for you to recover. That's how you recover. Your life will change. The moment you change, your life change. Because you know this nature's law, understand? And every year I repeat this many times. It's even inside the book. That's why chanting book also got. That's why you have to remember all this. This year you absorb already. Now, last year you don't know. You a bit blur. I remember. Everything like so new to you. So as time goes by, you will transform because Joyce took 6 years, and you only second year. Correct? Right? 1 year plus a little bit only. I say, sadhu. All the while she got good speech. But you don't know that speech good according to you. Understand? When it hurt other people, you don't know.
This is something I cannot get. No, we always say that. Of course, we have a general rule that a general rule that's acceptable to all, right? So that is not my speech. That is general to all, right?
A generally accepted one.
It's like the second day when we say good by whose term? Well, good in my terms, but my terms is generally accepted by all, I think.
Very good. Luckily, you qualify, I think. So the thought. Understand? So the thought always think. And when you think you are right, you are always right. Remember the two instructions from the boss? First instruction is what? The boss is always right. Remember this first. Then whenever the boss is wrong, refer rule one. Then you have to argue with this type of boss. But for your case, I know you are genuine, you are sincere. You must have read out. These are popularly accepted good speeches. Understand? And then you apply them. So a lot of this motivational book, especially motivational, is to improve your character, your what they call personality. Then you become more confident. Then you learn how to use all this. But initially when you try, it's not natural, I tell you. But you try to remember through knowledge. Then you don't have that feeling. That's why what you do is not the genuine one. You know what is genuine. When you really mean it, it's very different. When you go and tell somebody, I'm really sorry. I would like to ask for forgiveness. But if you are not genuine, what will happen? Okay lah, sorry lah, sorry lah. I don't mean it. You think he trusts you. Understand or not? Yeah, you only say, understand? Okay lah, apologize lah. Okay lah, I'm sorry lah. How you feel? You think he apologized or not? He never, isn't it? Because you want an apology, so he give it to you. Understand? But he is very sincere after he has realized that he has caused you problem and make you miserable, unhappy, and he knows this is bad. Bad for him and bad for you, understand? The evil road, stress him out, make him evil. That's why he committed this. Then it hit out at others, cause suffering to fellow beings. This got coming. So ask for forgiveness, then the nature's law set its course. And it will water it down. Then you will be able to slowly reduce it. At first, at least, the moment you do that, the obstacle is gone. You know what is coming obstacle or not? When you have the coming obstacle, when you want to do something correctly, like go to the Dhamma, because of your coming action last time you did, that coming obstacle will come and block you. Somehow you cannot understand. You cannot receive. Not until you ask for forgiveness. That one cannot break. Quite a lot of these people that come, no matter how I want to share, I realize, I know from inside, they are not listening. They cannot listen. So I told them no other way. Either you follow what I tell you, otherwise cannot. I say, you do these three things, you will turn around. You can feel it. The coming obstacle there. Then sometimes, they themselves in that state of negativity, depression, cuckoo, you cannot talk to them. And yet, you can help them. Because I resolved a few cases. One is the mother-in-law helping the daughter-in-law. I said, on her behalf, related, you have faith, you do. Really happened, turn around. And the daughter-in-law and the son was a Christian, pastor, turn around. Then after that turn around, she thanked me. He said, it did 3 months. He said, Brother Teo, God's miracle also don't work that way. That was the best joke. And really, she herself told me that after the Australia trip, come back, I teach her, she take out her notebook and write down, and she go back and do with sincerity and faith. Then he saw the result week by week. Every week she called me. Every week different result. Every week different result. Until finally become normal again. A lot of story cannot finish. We continue. 2.2 finish already. Oh no, didn't finish. 2.1, silence your mind to be aware within. Oh, did I finish? Huh? Okay. Yeah, I want session all and finish. Huh? So, question 2.2. Oh, is the divine innocent? Oh, I haven't read you the answer. I explained to you only. Okay. Vatio, answer. No, the new baby's condition is different. Only the mind state is pure perception. It's quite similar, understand? The baby, the reason being, in the case of the baby, the so-called pure perception comes about via a brain that is still quite innocent and pure, in the sense that there is no conditioning by any memories, views, opinion, conditioning, or concept and words as yet. So the main difference is that mind state is not born of wisdom. You understand now? It has all the criteria, but no wisdom. Understand now? Whereas for those of the enlightened one, their perception are still pure perception despite their memory, their conditioning, etc., due to their wisdom. And there is clarity within their pure perception or direct seeing. That is, they are like a lotus flower. They are still pure and above the lotus pond, even though they originate from the filthy lotus pond. Below. So this is the reason why you see all the great being, the lotus. Because the lotus came from the world, understand? And yet it can stand above the world. That is the meaning of enlightenment. 3.1. When one encounters adversity without wisdom, the mind will stir to condition one's unwholesome thought and unwholesome emotion. So this one you understand, huh? Without wisdom means no yoniso manasikara. So when you are faced with adversity without wisdom, your mind should react on, get entangled. Then the Buddha teaches 5 ways to overcome unwholesome thought. We have gone through, so skip. Next page. Is it alright to indulge in positive thought during formal sitting meditation? For example, like recalling thought of doing good deeds. What do you think? What are you supposed to do in the meditation? Go and recall this fantasizer. You're not supposed to do all this, understand? So anyway, I advise her. Not advisable. It is like trying to create good memory for a good state of happy mind moment, which is a form of thinking and sensual indulgence or craving for this happy mind state. Whereas radiating loving kindness or metta is different. Yet it is not thinking, it is from the heart with a pure feeling of true metta. You are silent and you radiate that peaceful metta sincerely from your heart. When you are in a sitting posture during formal meditation training, try not to do that, because it will not bring about the bhavanamaya panya, the meditative wisdom born of the third turning, the direct seeing, third turning of the Four Noble Truths. During the formal sitting meditation, your main focus is initially to train and tame the heedless thinking mind into a relaxed state of silent inner awareness. Then after it has stabilized, keep it silent. And just to be aware within, to understand what is going on within our own form and mind, so as to develop the third turning direct seeing as taught by the Buddha, is what you're supposed to do. Then understand that the first and second turning wisdom are less penetrative than the third turning. Because the third turning should awaken, where it's from meditative, which is born of direct seeing. Hence the second turning wisdom via contemplation, reflection and inquiry into the truth as proclaimed by the Buddha should only be done during normal mindfulness training and silent, relaxed, contemplative session and moment. So this one make it clear for you when to reflect, when to comment. When you are in a formal sitting, don't do that. When you want to do that, you just relax, silent, sit somewhere like on the hilltop or somewhere quiet, then reflect. Just now I saw Ing Bi at the end there. Very good. Alone, silent, reflect. That is what you must do. When I was at home also, during the early day when I was training, I just walk up and down in my house. Then the answer come, the understanding come. And I realize what happened now. My son also do that now. Although he is not interested in the Dhamma yet. But indirectly, he understand a lot of the things that I share. And then he appreciate all this. So he has this past also. So when he got problem, you ask my wife, he always, you can see when he got problem. Then he will walk up and down in my hall, the house there. Then we will know already. Because he is trying to solve his problem. But he get his answer. Understand? It's relax, aware, contemplate. Then later on when he really, the time come, they will move. They will move. That's why I told my son, my daughter, I say, you remember, these are the things that you should go to when you need to understand meditation. I say all these things. And now easy, website got, no need to go to anywhere, just go to the website. So these are the things that can be useful. Then you can know their past, they know how to deal. Like my daughter, very independent, she know how to deal, her life, everything. And very smooth. So everything is like, they are very blessed, and they have a very good family unit, very understanding parent, and they got a good life, and all those things. How does it come about? Well, they were good parents before. That's why they can have this good condition. So if you want to have good life, good condition, good parent, be a nice parent, be a good person, have virtue, have Dhamma. Then this will be your inheritance when you come, because this is what you provide for people. You reap what you sow. Understand? Every time keep quiet. That is your habit now. You're supposed to, the 10 reflection, to change it now. Somehow keep quiet. Confidently, yes! Like those emotional courses and seminars. Show your confidence, understand? Charge yourself out. But don't be the Malay proverb, hangat-hangat tak ayam. When it's hot that time, very excited, very hot. After go back, after retreat, forget, go back to old way. Indulgent again, heedless again. Then after that got problem, yeah, I think I must go for retreat some more. Then, at least you have that good thought, understand? But no need to wait till retreat, we are 1 year later, understand? Go to Thursday class, Tuesday class, Sunday class, or go to website, understand? Then look for Dhamma friend. A lot of them can help you. They understand. I go and look for Sui An. Make friend with Sui An, belanja Sui An, ask Sui An when free for lunch, Mi Fong, come, we go. Then you got everything to gain, I tell you. You got nothing to lose. Do you know a lot of people learn things from me by making appointment with me to go for lunch and dinner. They only need to talk to me. After that, they chia be liao, I tell you. My that good family friend, the accountant that I told you, same together with me in my listed company. That is the person I supposed to meet. And we became very good friends. He was 10 years younger than me. After I retire, I told him I make more money when I retire. The next year, he retired at the age of 37. That is the guy. And he every time booked me on lunchtime and working time. He said, Tio, today nothing, go for lunch. 10 o'clock call already. Because he know, if he don't make appointment, I will not be around. Then after talking to me, he became so different. As an accountant, he told me, he seldom make money. He's an accountant. He said, initially make, after that lose. Then after he talked to me, he understand. He said, yeah, what you say is true. When I retire, I make more money than working. Really? And he make it. He has this affinity. And I go there is mainly because of him. That's why I have the condition to go to that listed company and all those things. Okay, we go on. Chapter 17. Did I answer the question of the the question? Oh, I answer already. I finished the answer. Yes, finished. So page 63. Direct seeing refers to the silent mind in pure awareness to see things as they are without any thought to arise the third turning wisdom. So this is what direct seeing is all about. Giving rise to the wisdom called Bhavanamaya Panya. If you have wisdom, the five aggregate of form and mind will not be a problem because they will be non-grasping, like I told you. Sorry, on the whiteboard, just now I didn't write. So later on, I realized I write. You remember? I was telling Kat Hoon, then Yun Chan saw I missed the word O-N. Dependent on contact arises what? Feeling, isn't it? Then if you don't have wisdom, you got delusion, what happened? Feeling become craving. But if you got wisdom, yoniso manasikara, then feeling become what? Remain as pure feeling. And this is non-grasping. That's why it's pure aggregate. That's why the normal human being, before you become enlightened, the Buddha says, is upadana khandas, understand? Grasping aggregate. You cannot do anything without the wisdom. But the enlightened being is pure aggregate, non-grasping. That's why they live life differently. They experience things differently. They are not affected anymore. So this is what Dhamma is all about. It can bring about such transformation. That's why they all have got no more suffering, no more problem. Thing is just the way it is. They can accept every condition. Okay? Oh, again, quiet. That's better. Then, chapter 17. We finished the first part. Non-grasping. Then after that, reversing the light of awareness to shine within. This is not use torchlight. Use your silent mind to be aware within. So reversing the light of awareness to shine within. To cultivate the daily mindfulness via clear comprehension or sati sampajana. Means clear mindfulness and clear comprehension. Which is very important. Yeah? This is the real meditation. Then whenever you are not peaceful and not happy, this is my advice. The evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion are there. Kehun, easy to check or not? Whenever you are not happy and not peaceful, you check. You sure got attachment on. Why are you not happy? Because... No, I'm not saying now. I say whenever you are unhappy and not peaceful, means you have a problem, correct or not? Otherwise, you will be very happy. The bubbly Kehun, I know. You worry about your children, isn't it? It impact you, So your attachment is greedily or just attachment? Oh, you are greedily attached. Oh, no wonder that will impact her, no? Because you love your children so much, understand? Your loved one, your father, your mother, your sister, So the Buddha say, you can love with all your heart's content, but don't grasp, don't attach. Understand now? She said that is the word she cannot learn to differentiate. What is the difference between love and grasp? Or attach? Love is without attachment. Love is your duty. You are the daughter. You are the brother, you are sister. You should love them. And that is conditional love. Understand now? Because the condition is you are related. Understand? So that is your duty, karma-wise. But when something happened to them, you use ultimate truth. Understand not? He know you, he know me. Understand not? So like the Buddha say, my son, my wealth, my possession. This only the fools lament. For that very body don't belong to you. So how can that body that doesn't belong to you own anything? Wherein son, wherein wealth, and wherein possession, and all those things.
I think knowledge-wise, I think we get it.
Knowledge-wise, get it. But when it happens, you panic, are not sure you can deal.
Panic lah.
Right? Oh, panic lah. Oh, sad for a while lah. Scared or
cry,
so scared means what? Not a reality.
Yeah,
thought projection, sort of. Haven't happened yet.
But I never had that kind of wisdom yet.
Okay.
I was scared lah.
Yeah. So you are fearful that it may happen. So that is not a reality. That's why the Buddha said, don't project your thought. Leave. Understand? While you are around, what must you do? Show your love. Express it. Do what you have to do.
Well, my personality is already so showing, you know.
Oh,
over. Yeah.
Show until overflow already.
Already people say, stop. I cannot take it already, you know.
Oh, see?
So it becomes grasping already, I think.
No need to think lah. That is a fact.
So I told my son, it's time you leave home. Mommy is bad for you, you know.
Wow.
So my husband, that's the best thing that ever happened. But
inside, heartache. Outside, outwardly, it's time for you to leave home now. To be independent, go study overseas every day. But inside, if I can, my son don't go overseas. So you see the conflict inside. Understand? Yes. You know what is grasping? When you hold, it torment you, burn you. That is holding. But when you don't hold, you can still appreciate it. You can still love it. You can still use it and drink it. That is love lah. Don't go at home. Home is what? You miss them. When something happened, the memory come back. My loved one, my son. Then the remorse. I should have what? No more reality. The reality happened already. So understand. Look at the reality. Happen means happen. Then I have to accept that reality. You know what Bayang Kathy say or not? You cannot argue against reality. You argue against reality, you suffer. That is the most powerful truth. Understand? The reality is, it's just like car accident, easier. No need to say die or what. Car accident. Happen already, what? Correct or not? You go and scold your son for what? Get angry with the person that caused the accident for what? If he is violent, he may whack you, understand? And you may get into trouble. Then you argue. The most important thing is accident happened already. Need to apologize. Then if they are so unreasonable, they just want to argue their way through. So what you do? You don't argue, understand? I'm very sorry for what happened. I don't mean it. But happened already. You don't worry. Whatever you want to claim my insurance. Finish, isn't it? Correct or not? I also intend to claim my insurance. I give you my contact, you give me your contact. Then let us go and make police report. Understand or not? But if it's a small matter, the guy is a nice guy, then you come down, you look. Anything happen or not? Or nothing, okay. I think we resolve it. No need to trouble you, and no need to trouble me. We don't have to make police report. Because you spend a lot of time waiting for the sergeant to come and take photo and write the report. And a lot of hassle. So you can resolve it. Cannot resolve it, then resolve it amicably by saying, don't worry, I got my insurance. You are free to claim. Then you go and make police report. Then you see how the sergeant decide. Then you get it resolved. Then you no need to hold on to this thing. No need to go project your thought, you stupid fellow. Actually, I don't intend to get out one. I don't know why the phone call come. Then I go out, then accident. See? No more reality. The reality is you go out and you kena the accident because you are not careful. Understand? No? But the thought always want to justify. No? If this fellow has not what, this thing won't happen. But the fact is...
I have one question. I've been carrying it since last year. Last year, we talked about the prayers. I say, in the morning when you see your dainty... And then you say, like Penang, you say, Chut Jit Ping An, Tua Tua Se Se.
Very good.
But then you say that is greedy, you know. So now, at the moment, I don't know how to pray, Lord.
I never say that is greedy. Chut Jit Ping An is a good saying, understand? You are like trying to request somebody to help you. You think that dainty got power can help you, understand? Poppy. Poppy wa ping an, chut jip ping an, understand? Yes. It's just like when I was young, you know what people teach me? He said, you go to forest or secondary forest, the bushes all there. Don't simply go and pee there, you know. You must recite something first. What do you recite? Chame, chame, po pi. Because I cannot see you. Chame, chame. So don't blame me if I have accidentally pee on you. You remember or not? I tell you, if the deva is not the understanding one, he say, the hell with you. And sometimes you go to the medium, the medium will tell your mother, did your son go to this forest area or secondary forest or bush area? Did he do all these things? Oh, then the mother come back and ask boy said, yeah, I went there, catch fighting fish. Then, did you do that? Yeah, I did that, but I don't know. Then the medium sometimes can help. If the real one, the non-human communicate. Then they can send the devas or whatever to go and check. Then the deva come back and report to the medium. Yeah, this guy did that. Then very simple, they resolve for you. Ask for forgiveness. Face that direction and say, I'm really sorry. And then resolve. Then sometimes they make the fuwa. They say, go back and burn and drink. Then really resolve. I've seen many. My mother last night liked this type of thing. Yeah? He believed in medium one. But because he's so sincere, he managed to find those reliable medium one. Yeah? I didn't tell you the story. Got one medium. My mother said, her father-in-law take over the medium's body, you know, and come out in a different voice, you know, and ask my mother, do you know who I am? My mother panicked. You know. At first, she thought medium, maybe some fake one. But this one know everything about her, you know, and can tell her all these things. You know. Then the funny thing is, my father got a younger brother. He passed away very young, you know, I think less than a year old, because at that time, medical facility was not so good. So that was my grandmother's son. So what happened was, my father was sick at that time. I think ulcer operation. So at that time, because of his good karma, I was only in Form 1, 1967. So my father got this ulcer, severe ulcer. Then luckily he went to a doctor, a local GP, was quite good. Because this GP treated him with the, what they call, you call what? Uitia, what? Ulcer. Not ulcer. Yeah, gastric. Then he realized that doesn't work at all. Then he suspects something. This doctor was very good from Alistair. Then he tell my father, because he got a lecturer from UK who became that surgeon in that Penang, Pulau Tikus. What you call that? Adventist Hospital, yes. Adventist Hospital. So my father went down on the Chinese New Year Sajab Meh, and managed to see the surgeon. And after the x-ray, the surgeon told my father, what not? I have to operate you straight away. Otherwise, God also cannot help you. My mother panicked. Like, really panicked. Because he said, the whole family, 9 brothers and sisters, all depend on my father. If my father not around, don't know what happened to us. Then that time, I also knew. And you know what my mother did? He don't know what to do. He prayed to Topek Kong, he prayed to Kuan Yin, everything. He said, I can shorten my life, or I can die. My husband must not die. And her will was so strong. And because of that, my father survived. After my father survived, you know my mother, he want to find out more. He go to this medium. Then my father-in-law take over. Then he tell my mother, he said, you know, your husband, my son, he is now back in the house after operation, is it? He will recover in a few days, is it? But you must do this. You know what he told my mother? He said his brother, the passed away, he want to enter our house, the spirit. He cannot enter, according to my grandfather, because he is not related. Not related to my family. And he, you know what he told my mother? I got 9 brothers and sisters. I was the number 2. You know? He specifically tell my mother, you must allow your second son, which is me, to become the, you call it, kekia, you know what I mean? A godson. You know? Oh. He insists must be me, you know. I also don't know why. Oh, so far up already, so no story, finish. So what happened was, insist that it must be me. Then I also don't know. Then my mother agreed. Then he said, no hurry. He said, as long as you agree, then quick here already. Then wait till I get married. Then officially invite him in, no, to my house. And our house got ancestor teplot, no. Understand? My grandfather told my mother, he cannot enter because he is not related. No, the deva stop him. No, he cannot come in. No, then after the thing agree already, then he can come in. No, then after the marriage, all no, nothing happened. No, then I got one youngest brother. No, my eldest brother don't believe in this teplot. No, but my this youngest brother, I tell you, all the 9 brother and sister, I tell you, my parents write him off. No, because he is very very. And notorious and naughty one. But because of that, my mother used to tell me, if my youngest son can turn around, I will be the happiest mother in this world. My father also said, and my father pampered him. And because of that, because he could come out, he listened to me, then he turned around. Then after that, I went back and helped to cut the story short. Then what he did was, he listened to my advice and my mother's advice. He put the ancestor tablet, no. Wow, then his life changed, no. But mainly the Buddhist principle that I teach him, understand? Then he become like successful. No. Then my elder brother saw like that. He also put on the ancestor tablet, no. Also invite them in, no. So some of these traditional practice, you cannot discard them, understand? Because the non-human, they are like you. Still deluded, and they want this type of thing. So according to my grandfather, my mother said, he was angry that he cannot come in. And nobody bothered about him, is it? That's why he said the ulcer thing, partly because of his anger, his will. That's why it affected. Maybe blessing in disguise. So that need to go and see the specialist, the surgeon. Then after that, really, you know, after 4 or 5 days, my father recovered, fully recovered. That's how all these things happen. So a lot of these things you cannot say nonsense, rubbish, or don't believe. Like you say, popi peng an jip chula, okay one. Understand or not? You know, that is not greedy. You talk to him, it's just like somebody in authority, hey, help protect me. Or you are away, you tell your neighbor, hey, help look after the house. Okay or not? He will be more than happy there. Then when he go outstation, he also talk to you, like my neighbor. Tio, he talk to me in Mandarin. Wow, 这几天会不在, 帮忙, 照顾家, or have to look after the house. Oh, no problem. So you have good neighbor, you can request. Then if they are deva, got more power, why not? Nothing wrong. Understand? But don't go and scold them. Understand? Then when they don't protect you, you come back and get angry with them. Ayo, well, I tell you, nobody can help you. So your question is simple. As long as you are not, what they say, deluded, don't do those deluded things, this normal request is okay. So if you want to continue like this, you can do. But the Buddha say, under the Buddhist teaching, you know why it's advised or not? Don't get yourself involved with fortune telling, medium, and all these things. Understand? And the non-human, because they are also like you. Understand? Within samsara, not enlightened yet. So you have to depend on the Buddha Dharma. So depend on the Buddha Dharma with right understanding, and make all those aspirations. Ask for forgiveness, repentance. These are more direct way and more effective way, understand or not? Rather than depend on them, understand or not? They themselves, they say in Cantonese, what, 几三蓝薄啊, understand or not? And you go and depend on them. But of course, like normal friend or neighbor because you pay respect to them, you make offering to them. So if they can, some of these good devas, they will protect you, they will help you. So if you have virtue, you have parami, the Dhamma protector are there. They will look after you. So you must have virtue, Dhamma, understanding. Then you thank them, you transfer merit, share merit. They will look after you, understand? Then you no need to bye-bye, po pi ping an chu ji. No need really, Deva with Dhamma protector all there. Oh. And in the Jataka story, there was a real story, you know. I think in the 6th Patriarch Sutta, we went through there. There was an incident, I don't know which Patriarch. You remember the bandits and all things, they want to attack this city. 5th Patriarch. Oh. Then he decided to help out. You know what happened? He came out alone. No? He go there. No? Then, funny, you know, is it? The bandit all run away. No? You know why or not? He's alone. How can the bandit run away? You know what they saw? Huh? Shenhua say one, not I say one. He said they saw the Dhamma protector. Wow! Oh! At the back, so fierce. Oh. That's why all the bandit run. So you have virtue, like 5th Patriarch. I don't know whether it's 5th Patriarch. It's 5th Patriarch. It's recorded one in the sutta, real one. Not story. And really, you got this virtue, the Dhamma protector all there, you know, like an army with him, you know. So play. Really? And he saved the village. You know. And today I received a video. You know what the video is? This Englishman, don't know what, Winston, you all received it. During the Nazi time, the what camp, they call it. He saved 669 of them, no. And he didn't tell people, no. The wife found out there was the list. Then they go and trace all these people, no. Then they invite him for a function, didn't tell him what, no. Then all these people that arrive, they give him a standing ovation. All those people helped by him, saved by him. They're supposed to die in a concentration camp. He helped them to escape. You see? When you do this, you are like a savior. Then you never die. That's why that person very old, live long life. Because you save life. So this is real Dhamma. So a lot of things you can learn. We better stop. Rejoice. Sadhu. 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 So we finish chapter 17. I didn't read the second part. When you are not peaceful and not happy, the evil roots are there. So that part I didn't finish. This is the Dhamma to contemplate constantly, and it is a very good check for all cultivator. So whenever you are not happy, not peaceful, the evil roots are there. Trace, find out. Then Buddha's reprimanded Ananda on the saying, see no evil, hear no evil, then you are peaceful. You saw the monkey, close the eye, close the ear, close the mouth. Then you're peaceful. The Buddha admonished or reprimanded this Ananda. Because according to the Buddha, evil or not evil is all in the mind. The world is the world and it's not a problem. If you have wisdom to confront its reality, for nobody can make you unhappy or miserable unless you allow yourself to be. So we are to be. So we are your own delusion. Because the Buddha said, foolish one, when did I teach you this? He actually told Ananda, you should see, hear, arise your thought, allow your senses to operate, and yet you are peaceful. That is the real practice. Not to see, not to hear, not to talk, then you are peaceful. That type of peace is different, and that's avoiding. Then the three type of wisdom, I think we have gone through. So skip. Okay, finish. So, next page got this one I think Brother Fong, you asked one. The pure awareness, the true mind. You look at the four circle. You go back and read this one, then you will understand. From your Buddha nature, your true nature. unconditioned nothing, the oneness nature. Then the pure awareness, silent mind come out. That is your true mind. You saw? Then from there, the mundane mind come out. You see or not? Then from the mundane mind, what happened? Through consciousness, you created the phenomenal world. You saw or not? So if you fall this way, how are you going to reverse all this and become enlightened? So you must develop the wisdom to understand that all this phenomenal world, external phenomenal world, they are not real, empty, impermanent. Then you return all of external form back to what? It come out from what? No, it come out from what? The mundane mind, understand or not? That's why you return all to the mundane mind. Because when you see the creation through perception you created, the mind, the Buddha said, mind is the forerunner of all things, mind is chief. When mind arrives, everything arrives. So you return all of this external form to mundane mind. Then you know they are not real, images, understand or not? Empty. Then because of that, you know this mundane mind is the thinking mind, conditioned arising mind, also impermanent. Also have this anatta nature, empty nature, non-self nature. Then you return the mundane mind to what? To the true mind, understand or not? The true mind, understand this one come from the true mind. It's a creation. Then your problem gone is there. Clear or not? But to realize enlightenment, you have to cease even the pure awareness, like the present moment. You have to cease it. Otherwise, you are still within samsara, within the conditioned world, even though it's the highest, within the conditioned world. So this is the meaning. Though the mundane mind become the knower, and this knower become the living being, which is your five aggregate or form of mind, traveler in space and time, via karma. That external manifestation of mind created via mental consciousness. That is the external phenomenal world. Then from here, you will know how to cultivate. That's why your practice must start with the true mind, awareness, leading to heedfulness. Otherwise, you cannot return all this. You cannot see all this. You cannot understand all this. Okay? So we stop here. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay. We can share merit and transfer merit. Okay. Let us compose our mind, recall to mind all the wholesomeness and all the meritorious action that you have developed. The rejoicing, the listening to Dhamma, straightening of you and all the wholesomeness. Let us share all this with all beings, starting with the devas. Akka satta chya bhumata deva naga mahindika Punyang tang anumoditwa jirang rakantu lokasasana itta watta camehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabasampati sidiya idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo idang menya tinang hotu Sukhita hontu nyatayo, idang me nyatinang hotu, sukhita hontu nyatayo, ibmina punyang kamena, mame bala samagamo, satang samagamo hotu, yawa nivana patiya, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu. Okay, mindfully pay respect to Triple Gem and all the great beings, the worthy one. Then we end. The chanting beat.